News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica is set to become one of the leading producers of renewable energy in the region by mid-2015. Energy Minister Philip Paulwell says by next year, the country will begin generating an additional 80.6 megawatts of renewable energy that will be channeled into the national grid.
In total, these additional 80.6 megawatts generated from renewable sources will avoid the importation of over a million barrels of oil annually and save Jamaica $108 million US dollars.
Minister Paulwell was speaking in Parliament recently. The government has allocated funds to all members of Parliament and councillors in St. Elizabeth for the immediate trucking of water to farmers and residents in drought-affected communities. Junior Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Minister Ian Hills says a $2 million allocation will also be made to the Rapid Response Unit of the National Water Commission. This will see 3 8,000-gallon trucks being deployed to distribute water to households and farmers in the parish.
I've been touring the parish of St. Elizabeth. I've never seen drought like this before. Every project for the parish of St. Elizabeth in terms of pump and tank will be moved forward. So it won't be a phase one, phase two. For the parish of St. Elizabeth, we're going to do it all at once. St. Elizabeth plays an important role in terms of the food basket parish for the rest of the country.
Minister Hales was speaking at a recent press conference in Junction, St. Elizabeth. He's reminding all citizens to practice water conservation. The government has spent over $100 million to purchase emergency supplies as part of preparatory activities for the hurricane season. Local Government Minister Noel Arscott says the national emergency stores are equipped to supply over 100 shelters and meet the needs of thousands of Jamaicans in the event of a natural disaster.
There has been an increase of the existing stock, particular items such as bedding, water storage containers, tarpaulins and generators. The current stock will enable the organization to meet needs of 20,000 persons or 5,000 families, if you assume four to a family. The store is also equipped to supply approximately 115 priority shelters, including the National Arena.
Meanwhile, the local government minister says the country's national disaster fund recently stands at $250 million. Another $50 million from the consolidated fund will be added to that sum in the near future. And a $30 million drought mitigation project is to be implemented starting next week. The project is aimed at assisting farmers across the island during the dry period. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanberry, says the initiative is being executed with the input of various agencies and stakeholders.
I want the farmers to be aware and to work closely with RADA. It would have been multiple times worse if the government had not put in a number of irrigation schemes all over Jamaica. There is no denying that those irrigation systems are now helping to save us.
Mr. Stanberry was delivering the keynote address at the 119th Annual General Meeting of the Jamaica Agricultural Society at the Denby Showground in Maypen, Clarendon, Wednesday. He says the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, is working with the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, farmers and political representatives to compile a list of the needs of the parish. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by Caribsea.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.